All right, you know what? We have been in a series for a few weeks now, and we're going to break that series this morning, just for a few minutes. There's something going on in our world today that has gripped people in fear. This coronavirus, the Bible says this. We're going to look at this in a minute, but fear has torment. Fear has a way of tormenting us, and some people are just scared to death of what is going on right now. Now, can you read this? Gallup polls top five fears. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
Number one is spiders. I was thinking this morning, Spider-Man, he will bite you if he can. Oh, just kidding. When you see a spider, it might be way over there, but how many knows they can scare you? The next one is number four is heights. Many people are just afraid to death. How many are scared of heights? I remember when I first went to work in the oil fields, I was working back in Utah, and I was working on a double. And the very first day I was there, those guys told me I had to take a 5-gallon bucket of water and carry it up to the very crown of the rig. And I got that 5-gallon bucket all the way to the crown of that rig and almost fell. It scared me. I got mad. Well, the only reason I almost fell because I threw the bucket at them. Of course, it took a long time for the bucket to get to the ground. They moved out of the way. But I froze and I couldn't move. Fear. Here's the next one. Confined spaces. I see some hands going up. Yep, confined spaces. And then number two is snakes. They have this movie, right? This older movie, Snakes on Planes. And I remember just as a kid, I was watching this movie where this person's taking a bath and a snake comes up out of the drain. Now listen, two things. A snake can't fit through that, right? And the second thing is, no snake is going to go through the trap and all that. It's just not going to happen. But how many knows that after that movie was over, I was afraid to get in the tub? And then the last one is the fear of public speaking. You've heard me say this before. That's a number one fear of people. Fear of public speaking. I remember years ago, and I've told you this before, when I first started speaking in the youth group to the students over there, I would get sick to my stomach every week. And that went on for 2 years. I just got to the point where I was kind of getting past that. Well, actually, I was probably 6 years in past that. And we went on a mission trip to Trinidad. And in Trinidad, we had a meeting, and they had all the pastors from the community from Trinidad, and then their church members. There was probably about 300 people there. And so now I'm speaking to pastors. Here we go all over again. Fear just gripped me. But just like on the video earlier, the best way to deal with fear is head on. You just got to do it, right? So how do we get out of the fear of fog? I'm going to give you the three P's. Before I do that, though, let me just give you a couple of other fears. Paletophobia, that's the fear of baldness. That really is a fear. Aerophobia, fear of drafts. I love this. Odontophobia, fear of teeth. Graphophobia, the fear of writing in public. Phobophobia, fear of being afraid. Some people just have the fear of being afraid. Now, so we know that there's a lot of things that go on within fear. But here's the thing. As the church, we hold the answers. So it's times like this when all this stuff is going on, and there's probably some people not here today because they're afraid to be in public spaces right now, especially with this coronavirus going on. But we know this. As the church, we get to speak hope. We get to speak love. We get to tell people what the scripture says. So this morning, we're going to be looking at these three P's, which I think is going to be kind of cool. It's going to help us out, right? Now, just for you that maybe you're not following it and you don't even care, that's cool. But if you're here this morning and you're scared, You're worried. And maybe it's not that. Maybe it's something else. I know the stock market has plunged this last 6 or 7 days. It's gone down, what is it, down 3,000-4,000 points, something like that, in the last few days, D? Stock market down about 3,000 points. It's been going, it's on this wild ride. So some people are afraid that they're going to lose their money. There's so many fears out there, and the enemy likes to work within fear. But he is a liar. Listen, this is Romans 15:4. You don't have it on your notes. It's not on the screen. This is just free of charge. So if you're taking notes, you can write that down. It says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of scriptures." How many knew that the word brings encouragement? We might have hope. So it's through the word of God that we get our hope. See, God's desire is for us to overcome fear. We're going to be looking at the Psalms 46. You can look in your Bible. We're also going to have it up here on the screen. Before we get into that, though, there's three different places in verses 3, verses 7, and verses 11 when it says Selah or interlude. I want to take a moment and explain what that is. It's kind of like there's musicians playing and the singers is going on, and it kind of like crescendos. The music and the singers begin to sing really loud, and all of a sudden the singers drop out and the music is just playing. It's kind of a rest. And during that rest, it also has the idea of it as of meditating. So as we see this in the scripture, it's like, okay, I just read the scripture. That was a crescendo. Now it's time just to take a few moments and meditate on what the text tells us. Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even and dividing asunder soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow." God has a way of letting the word just bring peace in the midst of all the storms. That's what I love about God. Now, so the first one is protection. His protection. So we're going to look at Psalms 46, 1 through 3. It says, "God is our refuge and..." Now, check out the next word. What does it say? "Not every once in a while, but always ready to help in times of trouble." So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. He said, "Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge." And then there's that interlude or Selah. Meditation. Kind of a blank part in peace. Whatever you're feeling today, God desires to be our refuge. He desires to be that strength and our help. See, the thing about fear is fear immobilizes you. How many's ever been just simply immobilized by fear where you couldn't move? I remember as a young man, we lived up on a house on Pico Street, an older house, and every time the wind blew, that house would creak. How many's ever been in a creaky house? And that house would creak and make all kinds of noise. And I remember one night, I was the only one there in the house. When you got seven people in your family, that doesn't happen very often. Today, when there's only one person in the house and it's me, it's kind of peaceful. But back then, it was scary as a little boy. And I remember hiding behind the couch, and I was just frozen. I heard noise. I just knew someone was coming in the house to rob me of my $2. We didn't have anything. But you know, fears aren't rational. Fear takes you into that no man's land that's not ever going to happen, usually. 80% of things we worry about never happen. Right? But because he's my protection, I can move against my fears. Enemy wants to immobilize, and God wants to put you on your feet moving forward. Now, and he says this, I love it. So we're not going to fear when earthquakes come. We're not going to fear when Bakersfield gets its first case of this going on. We're not going to fear when markets crash around. My hope is not in the markets. We're in the middle of presidential debates. My hope is not in the president. I mean, I want to see a president that leads us in a godly manner. And I know we all do. But my hope is not found in that. My hope is found in Jesus Christ. King of kings. Lord of all lords. That's where my hope is at. Nobody greater. Nobody stronger than that. That is a great place to put our hope. Number two, the second P, We have his protection, and we have his presence. When fear is raging all around you, the greatest thing we can do is get into his presence. And I just want to say this. We all got a different idea of what that looks like. And we think, okay, I've got 2 minutes, God, I'm going to get in your presence. I'm going to be honest. There's sometimes it takes me 10, 15 minutes just to kind of break into his presence. I'm praying and I'm just kind of like, yeah, just going through the motions. But something happens when you begin to break into his presence and you start feeling that the weightiness. How many knows that you can feel God's presence when that weightiness, when the glory, one of the words for glory talks about weightiness, the weightiness of God. It's like, man, God, I can sense you. And so when I just begin to hide myself away and get into his presence, the weightiness of God, it begins to do something so amazing. But I love this scripture that it uses here. Psalms 46, and this is 4 through 7, says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. We sing that song here. That's one of my favorite songs. It's the holy place where the Most High. It's the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And then again, what does he say? Selah. Interlude. Time for reflection. Time to just hang out in God's presence. Psalms 22. Or maybe it's 322. Anyway, it says God inhabits, God dwells within the praises. It says of Israel, but it's translated into his people. When we begin to praise God and lift God up, something happens. The Bible says when two or more are gathered in his presence, what happens? We have that on that blue pin up back there for where I can't read it all. But when we're gathering his name, he's with us. I just can't see back that far. So we got to get this thing that in his presence, amazing things happen, right? And I like that song, there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God. That stream is a picture of heaven when the streams are running through heaven. And man, on every side, the trees are just growing. Also has the idea, the root word of Emmanuel, which means God with us. I love that. It says God will help her at the break of day, no matter how bad things look, no matter what's happening. See, God has a way of cutting through that fog. I remember as a young man, I was getting ready to go snow skiing. How many's ever snow skied or traveled a long ways when it's foggy? And we were going up to Fresno, and I remember I was driving. I bought a car for my grandma and grandpa. Had this big old Pontiac. I mean, it had the side skirts on, and I took it off because it looked a little cooler without the sky. I mean, it was a boat. How many's ever had a boat before? The big old boat, man. That thing was huge. And I remember I'm driving up to Fresno, and I'm all by myself. No one's with me, and it's foggy. I can't see nothing. The car doesn't have fog lights on. I'm just kind of moving along. And out of nowhere, I hear this, here comes this big 18-wheeler. Almost took me out, goes around me, and he's honking it. He's mad at me, and I'm thinking, dude, you're crazy. I can't see nothing, and you're just flying around me. I guess when you're big, you can take over the road, right? It scared me. How many knows if you're halfway asleep and that happens, you're no longer asleep? Fear has torment. Boy, does it ever. So we see his protection, his presence, and then check this out, his position. How many knows God has a position? And don't you like this thing? It just kind of flips over. You know why the reason I'm using this today? Because I can. How many knew that was coming? So see, we get protection. If I spelt it wrong, just act like it's spelt right. Then we're going to get his presence. We get his protection. Why? Because we're heirs and joint heir with Jesus. We get his presence because here's the cool thing. God wants to hang around with us. God wants to give us his presence. And then the last one, as I said a minute ago, his, make sure I spell it right. Just kidding. And our family, if I say something wrong, my wife is very good at English, and I get nailed. It's kind of fun. His position. Now check this out. This is verses 8 to 11. He says, come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Then he says this in verse 10, be still and know that what? I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob is our refuge. And again he says what? Selah. Take a moment. Reflect on the scriptures. Let me just for a second. Something amazing happens when we begin to reflect, hang out in the scriptures. The scripture begins to speak to you. This morning, early this morning, I left the house, had to run some errands early this morning, and I was listening to a song I've heard a million times, but I had no idea the words were talking about calming fears. I never realized that before. It's not until we take time out. So many times we can hear a catchy song and you're singing it. I remember right after I got saved, I'm walking into to a store, and the song was singing. And I'm singing the song without realizing it. And this is what I was singing. I'm on a highway to... Songs are catchy. It took me a minute to catch it. I thought, no, I'm not on that highway no more. I took Route 7 to Route 77 to Route 777. See, I'm on a highway to heaven now. But see, so much, because we're not really listening, we can allow things come attack our mind and not even realize it. But when we have to take a minute and focus on scriptures and let the word of God burn through the dark of night. I remember the first time I got a truck that had fog lights. I could see a little bit better, so I could drive a little faster. I could honk at somebody else that's going really slow down the road. A friend of mine, this is how God works. Many of you guys know a guy by the name of Ron Toothman. Ron Toothman was driving home. We don't have fog like we used to have like 20 years ago. The fog was so bad one night. Ron was coming home and he was just scared to death and he started praying. He said, you won't believe what happened. He said, just about that time, he said, here is a fire truck with all its lights flashing, driving all the way to Taft. He said, I got behind it. He said, I just stayed right on his tail. And he said, I felt so very safe. We got to get it that when we're in the middle of a fog of fear, we hang on to Jesus. It's like that beacon light going off over and over and over and over and over again. And we can follow that to safety. See, the issue with the fear thing, fear comes from the enemy. He wants to paralyze you. Some of you want to do some things with your life, but you're afraid because you're paralyzed by fear. Sometimes we get paralyzed because we tried something once and it didn't work. I remember several years ago, I purchased a stock. And I heard the saying later, the best stock you've ever purchased is the one you didn't purchase. And this thing just went down like a rock. I mean, if you know what you're doing, I get it. Anyway, but fear can come upon us. You know, that's what drives the market. Fear, it goes down. Greed, it goes up. We have to be careful that we don't let the enemy get in and start attacking us because he is a liar. I've got this on the board. Sometimes the Lord calms a storm. Sometimes he lets a storm rage and he calms his child. Isn't that good? See, but so what the enemy's job is, he wants to keep you in your comfort zone. When you stay in your comfort zone, you start missing what God has for you. I get amazed. You know, we've been sending different people out to Derby to preach. And there's five people on the docket that goes out there and preach. And I'm amazed. Some of these guys are going out there for their very first time ever speaking in public. And I tell them every time they go out there, I said, don't ever say this. Don't ever say this is my first time preaching. Because you know what? Everyone's going to listen to every word you're saying. They're going to kind of critique That's not what it's about. We've got a message from God that we're bringing to people. Amen? And the enemy wants to shut you up. Maybe some of you are thinking, man, I'd like to. Marshall said we need some children's workers. Some might think, I'd love to do that, but I fear children. Can I tell you guys a funny one? Years ago, we were in this room, and there were dividers up here. And in the middle area, Cheryl was teaching our students. And she was reading the scripture in Ephesians 6 about the fiery darts of the devil. And she ended up calling them the fiery farts of the devil. When you do something like that, hey, listen, if you do public speaking, stuff is going to happen. How many knows that? She did that, and what the funniest thing to me was, only one person even caught it. Only one person was listening. But you got to get it, though. The enemy wants to keep you away from what he's destined you to do. And because fear comes in, it paralyzes and shuts us down. We have to come against that fear and know that God's got something great for you. Musicians, come back up to the stage if you guys don't mind. We're gonna have some time of prayer. Here's what I want us to do today, guys. I'm gonna ask us just you don't have to come up here, but I'm gonna ask us just to stand. First of all, if you don't mind, stand. We're gonna pray. You guys go ahead and you can start. They're gonna kind of play quietly for a minute, then we're gonna pray, and then they're going to play some more. But I want us to pray. If the enemy is moving in fear, I want you to know that our God is so powerful. He is amazing God. He can take care of anything that we're going through. There's some people that may not be here today. I said that earlier. And if someone's not coming and they get a little afraid, we're going to be putting this up on a webpage every week, because God has power to set us free from our fears. So we're going to pray in a minute, but I am going to ask if someone's here and you need special prayer, right after we pray, if you need special prayer, I'm going to ask you to come down front. We're going to pray, and I know we're going to pray for D's. Is your sister D? Yeah. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, we bind fear. We know that the word calls it a spirit of fear. But we know that when Jesus fills the building, darkness, fear is displaced. So God, I pray, fill this place with your presence, that fear gets pushed out. I pray, God, in this place, your desire is to get us to get up out of our comfort zones. And God, to face our fears head on, because God, we know that you're going to be our protection. We know that we're going to get your presence from you, God. So we ask that you do that in Jesus' name. Fill this place. So everybody say with me, say, Jesus, thank you just for your grace, your peace in the midst of trials, your presence that fills us. We're thankful for that, God. Now, God, I pray for those that may not know you. If there's someone in here that doesn't know Christ today, just say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Confess my sins to you, Lord. Thank you that you died on the cross for me. Come and live in my heart. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now, I just want to pray for needs. If you have a need this morning, just come on down. Listen at some ladies. We'll have them go back to where D's at back there. We're just going to lay hands on her. We're going to pray. If you have a need, just raise your hand up this morning. Amen. Can we get some other people right up here too? Marvin, right in front of you. With Butch. Raise your hand back up again. Let's begin to pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name. God, we praise you. When the doctor says we don't have much time to live, God, we know that you still have a perfect plan. God, we know that the scripture says it's appointed a man once to die, and after this, the judgment. We don't know when that appointed time is, but God, you've got everything in your perfect plan. So God, we just trust in you. We lean on you. So God, we do pray for those that's battling fears. We pray that the peace of God surpasses that. God, those that are battling things with health, we just pray your healing touch. We thank you, oh God. As they're praying, let's just sing this song. Sing that, we're going to sing that one more time. Just before you leave, I just want to say this one more time. If you know someone that's just battling with fear, send them to our Wedge page, newhopetaft.us, and they can check out this message. And through God's word, God always brings peace. Amen. Love you guys. Bless you.